Begin the Gemara daf and set the Shlis daf and hey, begin with Beis. Good test matzah. Begin the Gemara. Yehachi. If that's the case, oh, well, then I have a question to you. If a love is money number, then halacha should be even if the time passed. What's the difference? Which place is bothered? What's the yehachi? Avakab din shayachan. You can't say over here iamid b'shlemit. That's usually say yehachi. Oh, you're saying like this, I have a problem. But had you said something else, I wouldn't have a problem. Well, here you have no other. There's nothing else that's a better option. So it says in lachish, you don't have to be concerned. Shadain lepirish from tam, because you didn't say any other reasoning. This was the only reason that was mentioned. So we're asking on that ihachi. Vava bishop of Nachman, even the Rav Nachman said upsham shem kedichayev for the livelihood of the worker. Lamash b'dekoy aha ihachi doesn't sound like that on that. Is going ihachi, because even Rav Nachman that says a different reason doesn't sound like that's the intent ihachi, that according to that. You should understand what ihachi is, that like as if there's another option over here. It's not the words of the Gemara. Kimat isman chiyuve. Well, if the time, when the time of the chiv comes, then Rami Nafshi mitka. Then he reminds himself and he recalls. Therefore, Avazman is different. So it's Tosef can say, wait a second. Then Yamtina Loilam Ad Lamacha. Then they should always wait till the following day, and then he'll know the ilam mitker. And if he doesn't remember, then he should have to bring a proof, because we generally presume that when the time comes that he took care of what he has to. But more about Mayakur Rabban Lishwun Balabayas. Why they uproot the Shavuah from the Balabayas? So I keep in the Machayev Shavuah. What do you mean? Ramei Anavshe. What do you mean? To the contrary, just like that you say Moti Zimni, he's Ramei Anavshe. So too when you Machayev Shavuah, it's like, ooh, Shavuah. Oh, let me think. And he'll get it right. Bisham says what you say is Kimish Es Chalichvar. No. Once he started to deny, Bismano, Shubloyad, he's not going to admit anymore. The Einos and Levli is Nisker, and he's not going to pay attention to remember Pen Yimux and Chakran, because he's going to turn out to be a liar. In contrast, if he never denied, which is the case of Lachazmano. Oh, but here's another part you could say is the Hochazaka, the In Balabais Eva Abal Talan. This Chazaka that we said that the employer would not violate Balton, Lemahandra, that doesn't help Eli Kiike Chazaka Bahada. We said there's another chazaka with that. That's chazaka de'in sachar masha schachai, because the employee would not delay collecting his payment. And when he claims him in court, it's a chula hamtin, but in the case that we're asking, he would have to wait ad lamach to the following day, so he didn't delay. Then you would only have one point. That wouldn't be enough. You have to have the 2 points. That together with this ramei nafshei, you have to boast the chazaka that the guy wouldn't delay, but in the case you're describing, he would have to wait to the following day. That wouldn't be a chazaka. The words what do you mean? I could tell you the other way also. You think the employee is going to violate Bal Tigzel? Which says, what do you mean? What do you mean? He also, what, you think the employer is going to violate Bal Tigzel? Still, it says, that doesn't make a difference. That won't up it anymore, because one negative prohibition Bal Talon is the same as two negative prohibitions Bal Tigzel, so that's not going to equal out the score. We still have one against one. Void more with the belav hachi b'chan the shabbat, because anyways, the Gemara answers a better answer. Ben zetzit if you're going to say the mabakach, well, who cares? The ain sachar ever about tigzal, that is not going to violate the Israelis of not to steal. Mekamokam, however, keeping the balabais from an avshim mitker, since he you tell me that he pays attention, he recalls havali bari bari. So therefore, they're both definite upatr, and therefore it's going to be exempt keeping the kavakach, because it's denying everything. So who cares that there's less tigzal on the other hand? So the Vishnu says the time of the Ramei Anavshei Umidker, this idea that we say he's going to pay attention and remember, no, that's not considered as significant as the Chazak of the Sacher. And the Chimishani Hocha, Trei Chazaki, and even when the Gemara answers, oh, here we have two against one, it's not saying it's better than the Sacher, rather that's going to make it equivalent. Because in general, the Chazak of Leisigzel of the Sacher is better than this Ramei Anavshei Umidker. Well, hey, he could tell him I never hired you at all. Then, as long as since there's no Adam, so then he could say that I paid you already. So it says it's a wonder, because ma moil kam migu. What does it help over here? This migu, the ain't shaykh migu. Migu is only effective elin shalil chashdish meshaker b'mezid. We won't suspect you that you're deliberately lying, because you could have said something else if that was your intention. We definitely believe him. The vade who saw shabari, he definitely thinks he paid. Elisha under tell him, but we suspend that we say shashachach that he forgot. Because he's busy with his workers. Tadam shemigu. You think because of migu he nizka yes that's gonna make him remember better? There's no migu that is pukkah b'heral at all. This is obvious in the Gemara. Yavam is avkavid beiz and mebeiz. We don't believe a woman to say, "Oh, my husband died," even though it's a time of war. But migu, oh, migu di boy amr meis amatasa. I could have said like, "Oh, it was a peaceful time that he died." But the dummy, because no, she says what she thinks. Vesrulim, and she thinks she's saying the truth. But ve'inlon lamina b'mashu who we shouldn't believe her in that situation. Shematayu, because maybe she's making a mistake. Because she could have lied. Now, even though you're right, and that sugi itself there in Yevamos, we have a question, if when she established this fact that there's a war, which we don't generally believe, because then she thinks probably would have been an attack, he probably died, which not necessarily the case, and she still might be aged this. The mother asks, me, Amrin, do we say, oh, Mala Lashakar, oh, what should she lie for? She could have said there was peace, and then we would have believed her. So it says, yeah, because Hasan Davka Miboylan, there specifically we have that question, give the Daika Kolehai, because she was so precise to Mechzekis Melchama that she made it Melchama, but generally, Miga is not going to help. So therefore, that says the question, what's this Miga over here that you could have said? Yeah, you could have said, but that doesn't tell us that you're not making a mistake. The Shemitah says, you can say, no, the Hoch over here, keeping the entire Shema, he's not saying maybe, Elabari, saying definitely. I know I didn't forget. So then we don't have to presume him to be lying, given the Islam Migah, because he has a Migah. Oh, because he ain't a Migah, but he does not have a Migah, and then he's not believed, because the Shem is Shachach, because maybe he forgot Nachmash Utar, because he's busy with his work. It's because he thinks he paid Toim Bari that he's saying definitely, even though he's really in doubt. And like I tell you, it's different maschel, the Mifra, and the Bum and Say Kofim Beis, and Beis, the maschel Sachar. Next says, since he could have said, "Oh, it never happened," so you could say that it was an einus. So what are you saying? Every shomer could just deny the pekudin at all. So why do you require a shvua? They could just say that. Believe me, what I say is einus because I could have said it never happened. Says Taisus, "Tame the perish akuntres." It's a wonder to what Rashi says. The perish bagus lekamen, but bekamen dafku bezayin omer aleph. Now Rashi says the pekudin by the posit. He could have the audacity. I feel like for Akoil. Of course he could have the audacity. It wasn't like you did me a favor. You didn't give me a loan. We usually say by loan, a person would not have the audacity. But by Pekadin, the person could have the audacity. So even if he totally denies the claim, Chayiv is going to be liable in contrast to like by a loan. So if that's the case, Kevin the Maladam says, even when he says, as I was saying, that there's a masculine here, that it never happened, Chayiv Shvu should be Chayiv Shvu, because the whole spark, what we say generally by Kevin Kalyan Chayiv is because, and you need my mix is because you wouldn't have the audacity. Here he would have. So what does it help to say? Lahadam, you'd still be Chayiv Shvu. Well, the Pesha Ben Tam Nami, according to Ben Tam also, the Lemechayiv Shvu, that he doesn't obligate an oath, Libik Fira, Veloy Benensu, not when you deny, not when you say it was not in Islam, can hide mixes unless there's also a partial admission. Kasha is difficult, because that filler Bechir Barab of Rami Bechama, the Lemechayiv by Da, that they don't obligate with an admission. And Benensu, the claim that it was Ainus, but Loy Kfir by Da, without a denial and admission. Ukfir Belay Nensu, my Dechayiv. Now, a denial without oinus, they do agree that you have the kam mishnayis la'el. We have many mishnayis who said that membeid mem gimel the maskigab bekadin nensu klal doesn't mention by bekadin that they're oinus at all. Ubavon nami sota by loan dielfin me bekadin they were learned from bekadin mechavina bekvir vaydo. We hold that you're liable with a denial and admission. Avagav l'shach nensu, even though it doesn't apply nensus. So if that's the source, obviously that's not a critical element. Okay, if that's the case, kishmoid mixes when they admit the part of it. Kamen namal adam. So even when you say lohed varm oilam. He did not mechayev, but for the einus you would be liable. But like me, there's no migui. So what does it help to say lahadam that you could say nensu? You'd still be chayev b'shvo. Like me, you can't say the parach to be asking ki nami hoida. That was when he admits he namon. You should believe he did nensu. Mitech shechel mehayida hoida lahadam, because he could have said on that part that admits he could have said lahadam. No, the mekem. That's the case. Tech shle mekal moedim mikzus. So then every moedim mikzus she namon b'migui should be believed with a migui. The ibay kav hakol. If you wanted, you could have denied the whole thing. Obviously, no, you can't say Miga. They ain't all the maze like Vakal, because the person will not have the audacity to deny everything. So you have a question on Rashi, you have a question on Ben Tam. So it says, Miu, Lepish Riva. According to Riva, the Mefarash that he explains, the Betaina, the Sheikha Bepikadin, that a claim that is applicable by the Pazim, the Hainu Nensu, Mechayiv, and then you give Mechayiv, Koy for Hakol, when you totally deny, Asi Shabi makes sense. In other words, because he differentiates, he says that there's no difference between Pekadin and Alva. It just depends what you're claiming. If you're claiming that it was an oinus that's only by Pekadin, then you have a shvu also like Kaiv HaKol. But if you're denying Shalayid Varma Oilam, which that applies also by Alva, then you're part of from a shvu. Well, according to him, so Hacha over here, the Parach, we were asking, that you could have said that it never happened to be Pater, even the Lekha Haida, because there's no admission, so kima nansu pata. When you say oinus is gonna be pata, avagav the ends of migah toiv, even though it's not really a good migri, the end of the may is likva akol, because the person would not really have the audacity to deny everything. About nansu, but by oinus, the end chaver amaka b'shikre, where a person does not recognize his lie, noichle litten, he would prefer to make such a claim. Now, so this taisus mikomalko and parach shaper l'shmul that So that's what it's saying, that even though L'chari, that's not a good Miga, because the person would not have the audacity to deny everything to say Lomid Dabar Ma'ilam, and he would prefer to say Aynis. So that's what the Gemara is asking on Shmuel, that he says that the Isli Kihai Migui, that he holds in such a Migui, the Noya Chloi Lomid Fei, he prefers to say more than the Sati L'chascharcha, and I give you it, that the employer should not suspect him that he's like a deliberate liar, L'fi Yishu Hutarid, because he's busy. And so the Gemara is saying that the Shmuel that says the Baal Bais is believed to say, I gave it to you, Migud, the Shleb Devarim Ailam, even though it's better not to make a claim they already gave it to him, because then it doesn't look like a liar, and he's making dependent on that the workers are perturbed, and he thinks he gave it to him, and if he's denying, so he's suspected as a liar. So Shmuel holds that it's considered as a Migud, and you believe if that's the case. So also by Pekod, they should believe we're such a Migud. Now, since the Hashem Nicha, now also makes sense the parakha of the Shmuel Tvei, they were asking more on Shmuel, but the parakha might have been the Migui B'chol Torah, we're not asking in general how you say Migui, because the Shaila is, even though it's not a good Migui, it's still considered as a Migui, that's the Chiddush of Shmuel, and that's why we're asking specifically on him. Next, it's Matta begins Gemara, but Eidim ain't Tzarech B'chul, that when you do a, when you do with witnesses, so then you don't have to bring a riot. So it's a wonder because you can have the chazak of 3 years. Could go into Osu Beitrei. Two people came for Amr and they said, "Agreen mene." I mean, how could you have three constant? How do you know the guy was there all 3 years? Yeah, it said we were agreen mene. We rented it from there and the Beit Lashon, and we were there for 3 years. So that's a full 3 years. We could say that this guy owned it. They're the bias for their testimony, because the Amri Hachid, they would say such a thing. I mean, we would tell them, because you're saying you gave it to that guy, then it means you weren't by the real guy. We'd say you have to give payment to that guy. So it says in my kasha, what's the question? But you don't have to pay back with witnesses, you said. Then we should believe them with a miga. That we could say that we gave the payment to the other person. And we don't need witnesses to that. It says, you can say, no, they wouldn't be able to save it because they're afraid. Maybe the other guy will be zeich, but then they'll have to give a second time. So they don't have such a miga. Over Oidamari, additionally, the Rebbe says, "Lamaita talking to Rabban Shuas Hesses." This Rabban instituted the rabbinic oath of Shuas Hesses. Lemehemni lemeparati. They not believe it anymore to say pay. I mean, behead you like the Gemara's explicit picture in the Kedushin of Mem Gimel Beis, and therefore, for that reason itself, even for a koyf or a koil, even if they say they paid, would have to swear. So they still have a negi in their edus if they're going to say they rented from him because they don't want to swear. Now, if it was done with a document, then you have to return with witnesses. It says, Taymit's a wonder, because Lehemin Beshvua, why are you saying that if you do a deposit with a shtar, if you pay back only with Edim, why don't you say, why is it not believed to say that he paid with a shvua, because he could have said there was an einus. Some deposit something by his friend with a document. And he says, "I give it back to you." My what's halacha? Masi the more comes out. The man with shvua, he's believed with a shvua. The Rav Gufiyach is sfirlei, and Rav himself is the one who holds like this. The pasuk asks him because he rules over the hilchas of kadayon gaila. So what's the question over here? Meaning, how could Rav say that by Ishtar you have to get back with Edom? So Titzah Ben Tam, he says, Tachkama, what we're saying is like this. Tzarek Lachas Lebe Edom, this study says you have to get back with witnesses, it's only in Reitzel Lipotim Leishvuah, if he wants to be exempt without a Shvuah. But you're right, if he wants to take a Shvuah, he could then be believed that way with a Migui. Rivam, if Harashi explains, no, the Hacha Tzarek Lachas Lebe Edom, the reason why we say you have to get back with witnesses, Mishum Shtarek Biyodim my boy, is like the guy could say, well, why is your document by me? Avalhasim over there, that's the Arbi Iska, that's talking about Iska, what's called the Palga Milvit. Where part of it is a loan, part of it is a deposit. Where ikle mem, you could say that pshita disavri zairele, because a lot of times you can't give it your document because for a loan, the lender extends the money, but the borrower ends up owing the money for the writing of the document too. So even though you pay back the loan, he can still hold back the document to say, well, you know, you still have to pay for the writing of the document, and there it's not a raya shtarcha b'yodim abayim. And therefore, that's why over there, we have a different halacha that you could swear in conscience over here, you would have to have edim.